You can run, sweet human. You can run as long and hard as you want, but eventually you will tire. You are in my domain. I never tire. I never sleep. And I will never stop. I am in every leaf you hear move in the wind. Every branch you step on as you run. I can see you even now, human, and you are lovely. I see the forest has managed to strip you of most of your clothes. Most humans are smart enough not to wander in places not controlled by them, but not you. You were just too curious. Now you are being chased through the woods by a forest nymph who wants to devour you. I will catch you, and when I have my way with you, I will take your honor. You will never be able to return to your village. You will have to remain here with me forever. You're getting tired, aren't you? Don't worry about it. You don't have to run anymore. You don't have to be scared. I will take you and protect you from all the other insidious things in this forest that want to devour you. Only I get to lay my hands upon you. And oh my, will I lay my hands everywhere. Oh dear, it looks like a branch has snagged the last little bit of clothing you had. What a shame that is. Are you going to stop? Or do I have to start commanding the branches to whip you as you run by? Very well. Have you had enough, boy? All right. Oh, my poor, poor boy. You've fallen. Are you going to get up and continue running? No? Very well. What am I going to do with you? Look at those red marks. Left by my switches. Do you like the switch? I did not expect that. If all I had to do to claim you was mark your skin, I'd have done that long before you started running. Do you have the strength to stand? Good. Stand up and lean on that tree. Stick your ass out for the switch. It is time to give you what you need. Look how beautifully round this little rump is. I love it. I've never whipped anyone for pleasure before. Humans are such strange creatures. Are you ready? Oh, I love the way your skin changes color. This does not happen to nymphs. Your pale skin makes the red marks stand out so much. Why do you like the pain? Tell me, do you feel that you deserve it? Does it make you feel alive? Fascinating. Right. That is the bottom, nice and stripey.
I think it's time to work on the thighs. What do you think? Oh, is that more painful? Is that skin more sensitive? Do human parents punish their children this way? Though I don't think it would be much of a punishment for you. What's that? Oh, you would ask the village girls to punish you in secret. That is interesting. Why not in public? It's embarrassing, you say. What do you have to be embarrassed about? This is bringing you pleasure. You are a sweet, submissive boy who needs to be dominated. That is who you are and what you need. No need to be ashamed. You would have no need to be ashamed if you stayed with me. I would give you exactly what you need. So let's continue with this. Move closer to the tree. Hug the trunk. Put your body against it. Feel how rough it is. How does it feel against your cock? I hear that is a particularly sensitive part of the male body. Now, I'm just going to run the rough switch in that space between your cheeks and thighs. How does that feel? Rough? Scratchy? Painful? Right. Let's get back to marking up your skin. This feeling of power overtaking me is wonderful. I have captured many humans in my long life, but none have yielded so beautifully as you. You needed someone like me, didn't you? That is why you went to all those village girls. You needed a female presence to take you in hand. You don't want to make decisions by yourself, because it stresses you out and scares you. But you also find it hard to surrender, because losing control is scary too. You don't know if the person you are handing control over to is going to misuse it and do awful things, ravage you, beat you, demean you, take away all that you are. Use your cock and the rest of your body for her own sadistic pleasure and leave you panting on the floor. I know a part of you would like that, but you need someone who will also give you care and guidance. I promise you that I will give you that if you will only yield to me. Are you still unsure? Well then, I'm going to start whipping your ass and thighs indiscriminately. And when I'm finished, you can decide if you want to lay down on the forest floor willingly, or if I will have to throw you down. Have you come to a decision? Good. Lie down. I'm just going to use the end of the switch to poke that hard cock. Look at it, pointing up at me, begging me for attention. Look at the blush on your cheeks. Are you still ashamed? I don't think you should be. Think of it this way. It's not you doing all these dirty things. You're being made to. It's not your fault. Pull your legs up to your chest. Let me see that bottom again. Now roll onto your side without letting go of your legs. Now roll onto your other side. Now onto your back. Something's missing. I know. I'm calling the vines towards us, and they are now winding themselves around your body. They are moving and shifting your body, and you are just relaxing and allowing it to happen. The vines roll you onto your stomach, and they pull your arms behind your back. They tie your wrists together, and then your elbows. They bring your legs up so they are bent. They tie your knees together, then your ankles. Then they attach your wrists to those ankles. So you are completely helpless. The vines then proceed to just idly run themselves up and down your body. It seems like even the forest itself has a soft spot for you. Now, the vines let go of your knees and spread them. So you are still hogtied, but anyone passing by would have easy access to your cock, balls, and tight little hole. Speaking of which, I think that's where the vines are wandering next. They are poking at that secret place, and you are going to let them in. Relax, sweet human. You are in the forest domain now. You have no say in what happens here. Just surrender. Allow the forest to enter you. Claim you. Consume you. Oh, that's right. Look at that long, thin vine fucking you nice and slow. Did any of the village girls ever enter you this way? Oh. It seems the vines have gagged you. No matter. I don't need your opinion anyway. I am just going to watch the intrusion as it happens. Watch your hole get wider and wider as the vines play with you. Get you ready for me. Okay, now they're putting you on your back. They have released your ankles from your wrists. But now they've wound themselves around your ankles and tied the other ends to the trees above. So now your back is on the forest floor, and your legs are in the air, and your thoroughly abused hole is still on display as it is ravaged. Oh, you didn't think we were done with the switch, did you? Oh no. Your ass needs a lot more punishment. Look at you, taking those vines up your ass like a little slut. Look at that hole. You are drooling around that vine in your mouth. You like this, don't you? You like feeling helpless? Well, in my realm, you are helpless all the time. You won't have to think about a thing, because I will control everything you do. And in return, you will be given pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. Little human, will you dedicate your short life to serving me? I suppose you still need some time to think about it. Maybe this will help you. Now it's time for me to take what I want from your body.
The vines?
Slide from your ankles to your knees and push them up to your chest. Oh my, how flexible you are. Your cock is so red. It needs attention. I think it is the only place the vines have not touched. Well, I'm going to touch it now. I'm going to wrap my hands around it while I use my other hand to play with your balls. The red marks on your arse and thighs are just encouraging me to be rougher with you. You like it rough, don't you, little human slut? I squeeze your balls tightly and start pumping your cock hard and fast. I can hear you whining and panting behind your vine gag, but I am not moved. I have finally found a human boy who wants to be my pleasure vessel, and I will spare you no mercy because you want no mercy. I will treat you like this every day until you die. You will become a vessel for my pleasure. No need to speak, no need to think, not even any need to move if I don't tell you to. You will reach a higher plane of existence this way. I will show you the spirit world. Your earthly body will be used for earthly pursuits, but by surrendering like this, you will be allowed to move beyond human existence. The only way for a human to do that is to surrender everything. Are you willing? I'll remove the gag. Say it one more time. Are you willing? Very good. Very good. Then I'm going to consummate this union. Sign this contract with a deep act of intimacy. I'm going to ride your cock, bring myself to completion, and allow you to follow. Then you will be fully in my world. Fully mine. I mount you in this position. I take you inside me. You have never been inside a being like myself before. The feeling it gives you is beyond anything you could describe. If I allowed you to speak, I move my body up and down, and without thought you thrust up to meet me. You are desperate. You are not even a thinking creature anymore. You are an animal, rutting on instinct. Just one more push of pleasure and you will enter the spiritual realm. I squeeze my inner muscles around you and you cry out, making the most animalistic sound I have ever heard. My cunt must be giving you a tingling sensation that human cunts don't provide. If you could think at this moment, you would know that you would never be able to return to fucking human women. They just cannot provide you with this sensation. You are so wholly and deeply mine now. One more push. One more squeeze of my inner walls and we are both coming. We are both reaching heights no human has ever reached before. You are now forever in my domain. Forever mine. As my juices run down your cock, marking you as my own, I know that you will forever serve me as my pleasure vessel in the earthly realm. And my obedient, beautiful, loving human boy in the spirit realm. All is well, my sweet. All is well.